Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, family? What's good?
Hey.
Why y'all looking all sad? Mary, Mary here. Ruben, everybody in the cup. We ready to do this?
Nah, man. Everybody's running late.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And I hope they make it.
Oh, they make it. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it, because we've got a lot to do.
Getting running to your first pastor to the church, yeah. My folks and friends, listen to these words. See God save me, yeah, from myself when no one else was around. And it was only by his grace, his mercy, his favor, 'cause I know
good evening. Welcome to Throne Room Wednesday. Tonight is Wednesday, October the 6th, 2021. The time is 8:03 p.m. Yes, can't believe it. We're still coming on for now to the end of time from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. California time. That way, more callers will be on the air. Thank God for you eight that's already calling in. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. We want to welcome you to Throne Room Wednesday. We will take all of your prayers, your petitions, your testimonies, words of encouragement, your complaints, whatever you have for the Lord. We will take it with you tonight to the Throne of Grace. Tonight is Wednesday, and it's our prayer night. That's what we do. We take all and everything to the Throne of Grace. That way God can hear us. He can believe with us. He can believe for us, through us, because the doctor is in tonight. He will pray for you, with you, about you. He will believe with you. He'll believe for you, and he'll believe in God's word for you. That way, we will have an awesome opportunity tonight. And if I had to be of inspiration like I normally do, tonight's inspiration would just be love thyself and love thy fellow brethren. You know, God had sent his only son who had the most insurmountable amounts of love. He had agape love. That's what Jesus had. We ought to want to have that same love that Jesus has for us. We want to have that for the fellow person, our neighbor, friend, a family member, coworker, acquaintance, person who you just meet in the moment. We want to have that love. Love is a beautiful thing. When you can love someone beyond measures, beyond faults, it's amazing. So just remember this. Love somebody as much as you love yourself. Love yourself stronger. Love yourself harder. That way, when you love yourself, you can also be prepared to love someone else too. You can't just love someone else and you don't love yourself too. You have to love and take care of yourself first. Take care of self first. And how do you take care of yourself first? You put God first in everything. Because if you put him first, everything else in your life is going to fit like pieces to the puzzle. It's all going to be like a 1,000-piece puzzle. Every piece is going to fall in line when you put God first. Don't put him second. God is not second best to nobody. So don't put him second. Put him first, and everything else will fit together like all the pieces of a 1,000-piece puzzle. And your life will work out. Whatever you got going on, call, lean and depend on Jesus. He going to fix it right away. He going to make it exactly where he wants you to be. Lean and depend on him. That's what he's there for. If we can do it in Radio Land, in my church, if we can do it, I know everybody across the world can do it as well. Just lean and depend on Jesus. You can't go wrong. With him, nothing can go wrong. But without him, everything can go wrong. All right, thank you guys for my love inspiration. I appreciate you guys. The doctor is in tonight, and he's going to be praying with us all. Thank God for all of you here in Radio Land listening in, tuning in. So we have 9 callers on the line tonight. That's a blessing. And try to text somebody real quick. Get them on this prayer line. Tell them to call in. They can call in anonymously, or they can give their name. They can send a proxy for somebody else in a prayer. They can just say, the Lord knows my prayer, but can you just pray, Bishop? And he can pray. Yes, yes, and yes. We all need prayer. Prayer is a beautiful thing. I believe in the power of prayer. And I know you do too, because if you didn't, you wouldn't call in on a Wednesday night. So I know you guys all believe that God can and will do what he's promised in his word. He will intercede in the prayer, and he will answer the prayer. Just know this in Radio Land. It's already done. It is already done. Again, I thank you for listening to my inspiration. To God be the glory. The doctor is in now in Radio Land, and he's going to pray with you now. God bless you all.
Thank you, Sister Kitasha, again. Amen for bringing us home tonight. We praise God for just being able is to be back with you in Radio Land once again. Pray for Dr. Moore tonight. Amen. I'm not as well as I would hope to be, but amen, I'm here in Jesus' name. Beloved, tonight, as my granddaughter's encouraging you tonight, put different let's lay all different aside tonight, and let us come in with one thing in common, and that is prayer. We all believe in prayer, no matter, amen, what denomination you are. If you believe that Jesus is your Savior and prayer can change things, let's lay aside everything else tonight. We are the body of Jesus Christ, and we want to be in unity like never before. We're fighting tonight. We got a battle of fight tonight, but it's not against one another. It's against sin. We're going to get ready to open up the lines tonight. Amen. We thank God for you tonight. Praise the Lord. And pray for Dr. Moore again. Praise the Lord. As I read you one scripture from Luke 14:26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. So, amen. At the night, as Sister Keith Joshua said, put the Lord first. We got to put the Lord first. And if we put him first, amen, he will take care of family, praise the Lord, friends, and all who come along. This is Dr. Moore. Praise the Lord. We open the line. Amen. Is to take your requests along with you to the throne of the grace. In Jesus' name.
All right. God bless everybody. First caller from 310-508. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore.
God bless you, Bishop.
Well, praise the Lord, D. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. I'm calling in for prayer to asking the Lord to continue to guide me and lead me and bless us in our little men's leadership and that we can all come together with unity, peace, and love.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take this to the Lord tonight. Amen. In all sincereness. Amen. Our deacon, amen, is calling the men together for more unity among the brethren. That, amen, they may do a greater work for Jesus Christ. And I pray, amen, that brothers everywhere that hear my voice tonight will come together and unite, praise the Lord, and say, we're going to come together, lay our different aside, and do a greater work for Jesus Christ.
Jesus, so
that's
man.
What it's all about. It's about Jesus. Almighty
yes,
God,
Lord.
As they have to go forward and do this great work for you, you be a God in the midst of them. You guide them, you lead them, and give them understanding.
Yes,
and our will be done,
amen.
Not there, but it shall be done in the name of Jesus right now. Lord Jesus, instruct them
glory
in the way that
done.
You
yes,
would tell them to go. Let it be a benefit that souls can be saved. My God, the whole thing
God.
Is
yes,
about
Lord.
Your kingdom. Help us build up your kingdom, Lord. Help us tear down the kingdom of Satan
in
the name
Jesus,
of Jesus God. Right now. Almighty God, do a great work among these in the name of Jesus. Lord
yes,
God, let us fire something in the church. My God, let a fire be blooming from it in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
let it get
Jesus,
my God, let it burn. Let it burn. My God, to come say yes to you in the name of
yes,
Jesus
sir.
Right now. Strengthen my beloved
Jesus.
Brother, my God, in this work as he to do it in the name of Jesus. My God, continue to watch over God and give him strength in Jesus' name. I claim victory and deliverance for you. My God, right now. Thank God. Amen and amen. We believe it right now, D. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Appreciate that. God bless.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Caller from 818-358. You know, live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, Katasha.
God bless
I'm calling.
You.
Praise the Lord, brother.
I'm calling for prayer for me and my family, my father, as he's getting up in age, that he get closer to Jesus, and I'm asking that we have peace, and that I'm praying also for you and my church family.
Thank you, sir. Good to hear your voice tonight. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray, amen, and pray of it. Amen. God will intervene with your father. He's getting up in age, and you want him to get closer to Jesus. Amen. I pray, amen, that the wife or somebody will go over there and talk with him. Amen. If he don't know Jesus, they can introduce him to Jesus. As long as breath is in the body, it's not too late. We're going to pray, amen, that God will open up his heart tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, if he have not really received him, then he will receive him in the name of Jesus right now. My brother, I want you to be there, my God. I want you to witness, amen, my Lord. That, amen, the invitation has been out and the words have been spoken. come. Jesus says, come. Come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Almighty God, bless my beloved brother tonight. I thank you for hearing his voice once again over these airways.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for him upholding the church. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for him being with the church. My God, I thank you for him right now. Oh, Jesus, continue to bless him. Bless his household. My Lord, in the name of Jesus, walk with him. Open doors up for him. Ever with the problem is, you go in, Lord, I know you can fix it, Lord. We laying everything aside tonight. But, oh, we coming together in unity in prayer. We coming against the power of Satan tonight.
Yes.
My God, I'm asking you to save in all our households, whether they old or young tonight. My God, bring them to you. We're going to give you the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Continue to bless my brother, Lord, in health, strength, and understanding in the name of Jesus. And we're going to give you praise right now. Amen and amen. Thank you for calling tonight. God bless you, my brother.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Caller from blocked number, you are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. We can hear you. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Caller, are you still on the line?
As this call on the line tonight, we are not only praying for the sick, amen, but we are praying for any condition, anything that you are going through with tonight. You out there in radio land, call that number tonight. Let us come together in unity in the face of Jesus Christ. Caller, are you there tonight?
See you.
We can hear you, caller.
Whether it's your children, call in for your children. Whether you're going through something financial tonight, call in tonight, amen. I don't care what the problem is. We're going to take it to Jesus tonight. There ain't nothing too hard the Lord cannot do. We have a caller, amen, that we're going to have to call back, amen, if they can't get through right now.
Next caller. Caller from 323-350, you're not live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hold on. God bless you, Kitasha. God bless you, Bishop. I got Wonder, my sister Wonder and my son on the prayer line. They're asking for prayer. I'm going to let Wonder go first.
My 31st visitor, get me closer with the Lord.
And let them send me back home to Dublin in California and pray for my daughter and all my sisters and brothers.
And that God heal my brother Jermaine body from head to toe from his tragedy that he went through in Winslow Prison. That he fully recovered with his whole mind. And bless my nieces and nephews, and that my nephew Jerome get to that camp that he's been waiting to go to. That's my prayer request tonight. And get me closer to the Lord, Bishop.
God bless you, my daughter. Amen, amen. By faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. I want you to accept it right now, my daughter. Amen. Right now, you activate that faith in your mind. I am getting closer to the Lord right now.
Yes.
I want you to believe this moment right now, amen, that you're walking a little closer. And
yes.
If you wasn't walking a little closer, you wouldn't call me in tonight. My God,
yes,
the Lord hear you. He hear you tonight, my daughter. And we're going to pray, amen, for all of those, amen, that you just called in for right now. Almighty God, I thank you for keeping my beloved daughter. I thank you, Lord Jesus, under the pressure that's going through her mind is still holding on to you.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I don't hold shit
don't hang up,
I thank you for it now, Lord. Continue to bring it out. Continue to strengthen. Oh,
this call
God,
and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
About her loved one, my God. Her brother, her children.
Yes, yes.
My God, in the name of don't Jesus. Bring it out, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name. Draw her closer. Every day, Lord. Open her eyes. Open her eyes and let her know, Lord. You're right there, Lord. You're right there. You're right there, Lord. Right there. Beside her. Every step you take, you're right there, Lord. You're right there, Jesus. Talk to her, Lord. Talk to her like never before in the name of Jesus. And let her know that prayer is constantly going up for her, Lord. And her family in the name of Jesus right now. Continue to touch your man in the name of Jesus. Wake him up. Wake him up, Lord.
Yeah, he's up. Yes, Lord, he's got
him
good.
Lord. Wake him up. My God, I'm a host, and we're going to give you praise for it right now.
Yeah.
I thank you for them tonight. I thank you for them tonight. Keep them tonight, Lord. Keep them. You know where they're at, Lord. You know where they're at tonight. But keep them tonight, Lord.
Touch them, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And we thank you. And we're going to come together. And we're going to unite together. And we're going to lift up your name together. Lord, deliver. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank the Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you, my daughter.
God
for
bless going. You. God bless you, Kitasha. God bless,
God bless you.
Okay, don't hang up yet. Rami, you got a prayer request?
Yeah.
That's my son. That waits to touch. Don't hang up.
I pray for an early release, and then I want to pray for all my families, aunties, my mom, my daughters, and, you know, my sons and everybody else, you know, that they just stay safe, you know, and stay prayed up with this. And stay safe without this coronavirus and stuff.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We're praying for that. Amen. That, hallelujah, God's hands extend us over this coronavirus. And amen, he has been done it because prayer has been going up. Praise the Lord. He has been protecting us. Amen. But we're gonna pray for an extended prayer tonight. My God, because somebody don't know Jesus. Somebody don't know how to pray tonight. But, oh, my God, those that don't know how to pray and not under your blood tonight, come on right now. Because you say the very prayers of the righteous man prevailing much. And we are praying for our children. We are praying for them tonight. Lord, draw them in. Draw them in, Jesus.
Yes.
Draw them in. Yes. It's nothing too hard you can't do, Lord. You died for them, Lord. You love them tonight. Save them, Lord. Save them tonight. Bring them from the pits of hell and bring them on the highway of holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them an eternal yes. Let them see that the world don't offer them nothing, but you offer them eternal life. Touch them in the name
of Jesus.
Touch my beloved son that's called right now, Lord. Give him strength right now, Lord. Help him overcome everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus right now. Bring it to you.
My God,
that he give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it right now. I claim victory for it in Jesus' name. Satan, take your hands off of it. Satan, loose him right now in the name of Jesus. We take you by authority in Jesus' name. God bless you, my son. Amen. The Lord hear our prayers tonight.
Amen. God is so good. I love the Lord on tonight. I really do, Bishop, because there wasn't nobody but Jesus that's got that call for him to get on the phone at the right time to get prayer from you. So I just like what Thessalonians said. This is Thessalonians 1 and 5 and 15. It said, always strive to do good for each other and for everyone else. God wants us to be as a teamwork. God intends for his people to be a teamwork, to help each other. That's go along with when they're down and out, get prayer on for them and lift them up.
That's right.
That's what Jesus is about. It's all about this salvation, and their souls are important to the Lord. So when we help each other out and love on one another and keep each other up and lift it up in prayer and believe, because these are the seeds of the righteous. And it's through all the way down to generation. And, Bishop, I'm just praying and in agreement with all the prayer requests. And most of all, I'm praying for you and Kitasha for this radio station. It's so uplifting. And I love you guys for praying for just who you are. You're just a man of God. And we're going to believe and stand on the word of God and keep our faith and trust in him because he's still in control of everything. I love you tonight. I just want to encourage words.
Mm-hmm. Just keep encouraging each other.
God bless you. God bless you. I love you. I love you. I love you for those encouraging words. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus tell us to carry our cross. We got to carry our own cross. Praise the Lord. Bear the cross. Amen. For each one of us to bear tonight. Whosoever, amen, does not bear his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple. We got a cross to bear. That's Luke 14 and 27. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Our cross, amen, may not be like nobody else's cross, but you got to bear your own cross tonight. And amen, we got to bear each other's burdens tonight. And that is to love one another. See one another. Love one another. Help each other up. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus right now. I thank you, Almighty God. I thank you for your divine spirit tonight. Lord Jesus,
yes, Lord.
I thank you for your love that you have shed among your people tonight. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for putting partiality aside tonight and let prayer prevail in the hearts of men and women everywhere. Lord, we need one another. We need
Yes, Lord.
Make us one as you are one. In the name of
Lord.
Jesus right
in
now.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God. Mighty God, raise up a mighty army. Clean us,
Lord. Yes,
Lord. My God, if you clean us, Lord, you can clean many others. We all once was
Lord.
We all was in sin, but one day, my God, we came to ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you to forgive us for our sins. You washed our sins away. Now, Lord Jesus, we are here trying to bring somebody else to you. Touch in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
God, souls is precious tonight. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Your soul is precious. Everywhere, every race, every creed, and every color tonight, your soul is precious. Save them tonight, Lord. Bring our children out of the hell that they are in. Bring them out of the misery that they are in, Lord. My God, some that don't know nothing about them, but turn them around. Open up their eyes. Let our light shine among them. In the name of Jesus. Touch in Jesus' name. I thank you for
this
household. I thank you for this one of God. Continue, Lord Jesus, to deliver our evangelized spirit that you have put within us. My God, keep us strong right now. And let us have one mind and one accord in the name of Jesus. Let
Lord,
among the body of Jesus Christ, and we're going to give you the praise. All the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, Master.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless
you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen for that. Caller from 323-915. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Bishop. How are you? This is Mother Stewart.
I'm blessed, Mother Stewart. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed. It's just that the devil is trying to destroy my family, but he cannot. He must go back up to hell where he comes. Because we stand on the word of God. I'm asking prayer for my brother-in-law, who's in the hospital fighting. He has throat cancer. And I'm praying for my cousin who had lost her son a couple of days ago, was shot in the back of the head. I'm asking God to cover my family and to give us strength at this time. Well, I believe God is a healer. And I don't claim that cancer because I bind it in the name of Jesus. But I'm asking for a healing for my brother-in-law.
God bless you, Mother. I'm going to touch and agree with you. I talked to Pastor, Minister Stewart. And he told me about the tragedy, man, of his cousin. We pray, amen, but I thank God for being on the phone with you right now. And amen, I'm going to touch and agree with you, amen, about your brother-in-law, and amen, in that council right now. We are going to ask God to reverse. You know what we're shunned on EBH.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, you are over cancer. My God, your power reigns over cancer.
Oh,
my Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Jesus, by your Holy Spirit right now, we ask you to undertake. Go ahead and reduce that cancer. My God, my God, in the name of Jesus right now. Strengthen Mother Stewart on every hand. Strengthen the Lord. Lord Jesus, she's seen that Satan is coming in, trying to invade the family, trying to stop the family out of here. Blood,
Jesus,
the blood. The blood right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus right now. Give her comfort and consolation right now. In the name of Jesus. Go there, Lord, in that sweet family.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Separate family. I thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for watching over them. I thank you for keeping them right now under your divine blood, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, let them continue to say yes.
Hallelujah.
No matter what they have done, Lord, let them continue to say yes. Let them continue to do the praise and the glory right now. My God. Jesus, I heard Job say, I'm not going to curse God, but I'm going to bless him. Though he's great, though he's charming. Yes, we're not up in here. My horse, I'm not up. Yeah, take it off. But I'm going to still praise his name. Give my beloved mother that kind of strength, Lord, that kind of endurance right now. My God, as she's still trying to endure. My Lord, in the name of Jesus. But, oh, Jesus, I'm asking you, my God, let him have an equal. Yes, Lord. Save them, Lord. Save them, Lord. Save all that is not saved. Let them come to you, Lord. Let them repent. Let them hear the word, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Cover my near blood. Lord, these prayers and petition is going up before you. And, Lord, we're going up together. We believe it together, Lord. We stand on your divine word together, Lord. Together we stand and divided we fall. We together right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, along with you, but you say the soul is that. My God, you're not with them. Parents, but all come to eternal life. Keep them in your blood. Keep them in your blood. And keep my mother strong. Keep her strong right now, Lord. Keep her with that enduring power. Strengthen her body, strengthen her mind, and her soul in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Victor, for that household. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you for calling,
thank
Mother.
You.
God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop. Love you.
Amen, amen.
God bless you. Caller from 323-428. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yeah, God bless. Bishop, I'm calling for prayer from me and my family and also unity among God's people.
Amen.
God bless you, my brother, tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus right now. Lord, there is a need for you to step in among the church and let every man, every woman put the difference beside and focus on you. Focus on what you would have us to do, how you want us to walk and live. Let all discrimination be laid aside tonight. Let prayer intercede. Let prayer come in and make us one.
Yes, Lord.
Let prayer come in and bring unity. Let prayer come in and bring peace in the body of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
You say you are not the author of confusion, but you are a peace. No, Lord, we need your peace right in the house of God.
Yes,
Lord. I thank you for my brother caller tonight. Watch over him and his family in the name of Jesus right now. Lord God, as you bruise Satan's head, my God, I know he's still trying to bruise the heel of your church. But, you are overcome tonight. We are overcomers tonight. Lord, prayer, strengthen us. Prayer, tear down the wall. Prayer. My God, is ministering from house to house, from door to door. As the disciple went from house to house and door to door breaking bread, Lord, let prayer go there. Oh, in the midst of this crooked and wicked generation, save your children. Give them a mind to want to pray, Lord. Give them a mind to want to turn away from this worldly and earthly and material thing. And my God, look to something eternal. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God, amen, for my brother tonight. Lord Jesus, make it well in his family. Save him. Give him an endurance in the name of Jesus. And give him a yes, Lord. And I will praise you. I will thank you in the name of Jesus. I claim victory for you right now, my brother. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you tonight.
Amen.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Caller from 323-616. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hey, God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Kitasha.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, Bishop, I'm calling in. I want to pray for you, Pop. The Lord to continue to give you strength and heal you and also get you prepared for this Friday. In the name of Jesus, I want to pray for you.
You go right ahead, son. Go right ahead.
Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, I come to you, Lord, just to say thank you, Father. Thank you for waking us up, Lord, giving us another day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to go to my bishop, Lord, my father in the ministry, Lord, who you placed me under, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, strengthen his body, Lord. Whatever is on him, Lord, that is not of you, Father, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Any sickness that is trying to come his way, Father, we ask you to block it in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, you gave us a great man of God that serves you, Father, that wants to uplift his people, Lord, that are under him, that are coming up, Lord, to know you the way that they should know you, Father, not just what they want to do, but the way they should know you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you have blessed us with a great man of God, Father, so strengthen him right now, Lord. Give him strength, Lord, out of prayers that he done prayed out to the people tonight. Father, we ask you to entire inside him, Lord, and give him more power right now, Lord, as he go on through the rest of his night. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Any backbiting, any aggressive anger and talking about him and backstabbing him, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Now we know on Friday, Father, he is going to deliver a word, a mighty word to the people, Father. So in the name of Jesus, we ask you to strengthen him. Hallelujah, Lord. We know he's your child. We know he's obedient. He would do your will. But, Father, we ask you to give him the power right now, Lord, that when he takes up that building, Father, people that are around that building will come in and ask him, what must they do to be saved? They were saying, hallelujah, what church he's at. They want to come and serve a God that he serves. So in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, strengthen him and strengthen his household, Lord. Heal his family right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover their household, Lord. Strengthen them, Father, from the coronavirus. Strengthen them, Lord, from any sickness. Strengthen them from any aggressive anger. Strengthen them any kind of negativity, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. We call on you, Lord, for your power. We call on you for understanding. We call on you for your deliverance. We call on you for your power, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I know we got the victory. We got the victory, Father, because we called on you. And we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Strengthen our bishop and strengthen everyone that is on this line that is listening. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
God bless you, my Lord. God bless you. That fervent prayer, praise the Lord. I receive that prayer. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. And I know the Lord is going to deliver. Thank you, amen, for thinking about amen, your business tonight. Amen, amen. Keep praying for me.
Amen.
Love you tonight.
Yes, I love you. Have a good night. God bless.
Yes, God
bless you.
God
bless you. Caller from 213-397. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hi, how you doing, Bishop? God bless you.
God bless you.
This is Brother Earl, the one that painted the church for you.
Yes. I remember you.
Robert Stewart's cousin. Yeah, I just like to pray for my cousin. You know, we just lost my other little cousin, and pray for my uncle, and pray for you and my cousin. Brother Stewart, Minister Stewart, and my auntie, Mother Stewart, and just God to keep blessing us and lifting us. I know we're going through a lot right now, but I know God is by our side, and he's going to keep the shield over us. And I just
God
like to pray
you.
For everyone on the line.
Amen. You said the right thing. Listen, leave it in the hands of the Lord. We done prayed for many of them. You just called, but we're going to pray for you, Brother Earl. Thank God for hearing your voice tonight. But now I'm going to say this. You're never alone. You're never alone. Jesus have not forsaken you. You're never alone. Amen. And we are here for you. Amen. We are here to help you bear your burden in the time of your heat, in the time that you are going through. We are here to encourage you. My God, in the name of Jesus right now. Lord God, as my brother is here tonight, and his heart is heavy because he has lost a relative, somebody that's close to him. Oh, mighty God, you've seen this happen before it even happened. But almighty God, you still got him standing here. You still got him, Lord, to be a witness unto this world. I'm asking you to defend Brother Earl in the name of Jesus right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord God, my God, let him encourage the rest of them. My God, is not to walk in the ways that they should not walk, Lord, but let them follow you. Let them.
Caller from 562-228, you're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Okay. God bless you, Tita Shin Bishop. Amen, amen. I'm calling in. I'm glad you guys can hear me because you guys went out for a few minutes. But I'm calling for prayer requests. My niece just said pray for her, Tasani, that God continue to keep her, strengthen her, and draw her and keep her safe while she's at school from any hurt, harm, and danger. Keep her from the coronavirus. But I called in, Bishop, I'm on a turn of tables, and I want to pray for you tonight. I want to touch and agree with you for your healing, for your prosperity, and God is doing a new thing with Greater All Nation that he's sending help and to bind up every evil spirit that's coming against you. Whenever God is about to do something great, Satan's going to come in that much stronger to stop it. So I stand in agreement tonight with you, because he said where there's two who have gathered together in his name, he will be in the God to midst of us, and he will hear our prayers. So that is my prayer request tonight, that I may pray for you and Greater All Nation.
Amen.
God bless you, Minister. The top of the door is open. Amen. And my ears attended to your prayers. Let the Lord, amen, thunder through your life. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I enter into your gates with praise and thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I lift up your servant, your under shepherd, over Greater All Nation, Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ. Lord, he is appointed and anointed of you. You called him from his mother's womb. Lord, but Satan is trying to come against him. Physically and spiritually, we stand together in agreement. We bind every demonic spirit right now in the name of Jesus that's causing this division. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. You said if we bind it on earth, it will be bound in heaven. So it is in the heavens. It is in the natural. So we stand on agreement that that spirit is bound. We silence that spirit of division. We silence it right now in the name of Jesus. According to your word, Lord, you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. This is your servant doing your will, ministering to your people, Lord. He's standing on your word. He has stood on it for 60 years. Now we need you to touch him. We need you to touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord, we need you to touch that spine. Lord, we need you to touch his heart. Touch every organ, Lord. Strengthen that spine. Lord, you said you bore all our weakness. You bore all our sins. You said by your stripes, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. I command and I decree healing in his body right now in Jesus' name. Lord, he stands in agreement. We are believing. We are bringing these prayer requests to your throne. We sit them at the feet of you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Healing is in your hand. Healing is in your voice. Breathe on them right now in the name of Jesus. Breathe the Ruach, breath out that idiot. Hey, breathe them in and love. tongue. Breath in his tongue, Lord. Breath in those lungs. Breath in them right now in Jesus' name. Touch him. Let that flow. The blood flow. Let it flow freely, Lord. Freely throughout that body. Strengthen those muscles. Strengthen him in the name of Jesus. Strengthen his legs, Lord. Touch his legs right now. Every weakness I find right now in the name of Jesus. Every chronic pain from the toes to the crown of his head. We bind it. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We lose healing. We lose healing to your servant, Lord. Lord, set it on fire. Burn up everything not like you, Jesus. Lord, he sent your word forward. You said your word would not return unto you void. Lord, we looking for a miracle. Healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, he's speaking to his church. All that he know how. He sent out the word of deliverance. He sent out your consuming fire to burn up everything that's not like your Lord. Give them ears to hear what you are saying through your man of God. Right now in the name of Jesus. Help them to see the errors of their ways, Lord. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Because you have no respecter of a person. We're all servant of the Most High God. We asking for deliverance tonight, Lord. And Lord, as you prosper us, as you bring us into this new season, we ask you to strengthen and unify his pulpit. Unify his pulpit. Let your will prevail, Lord. Let your will prevail, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your word keep blowing out your man of God. Hallelujah, that souls may be saved. Because that's about the soul salvation of this lost world. Oh, glory be to God. We're going to thank you. We're going to thank you and give you the glory for your healing, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My soul is exploring tonight. My soul is, my God, is bubbling over right now.
Ah, Lily Dosa.
I receive it.
Yes,
I receive
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Word. I receive every word.
Yes.
My God, I receive every word in the name of Jesus tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God,
thank you,
my God,
Jesus.
I receive
thank
it.
You, Jesus.
I thank you right now.
Thank
and
you,
And my
Jesus.
God, and unto the endurance of the prayer, she pray amen, praying for her little niece as she go to school, Lord Jesus, that you watch over her in the name of Jesus. My God, keep her from catching COVID in the name of Jesus right now. Lord God, watch over your
yes, Lord. Yes,
tonight.
Lord. Yes, no, Lord. Watch over them, Lord.
Among the evil faith, and my God, keep them tonight in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Lord,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
My God, bring
yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
I'll be covered on your blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
Corruption, don't be
the
in them
blood,
in the name of
blood,
Jesus.
The blood,
blood.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen for calling us. Amen. Amen. And thank you for that fervent prayer tonight. God bless you tonight. We love you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Caller from 747-295. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you. Ooh, my God. Kitaji, this is me, Sister Cynthia. My God. I'm in agreement with what my Minister Harper was just saying. All glory. It's all about the souls and you, Bishop, and Kitasha. I thanked her for that incursion right there because it's healing in the name of Jesus. It's deliverance in the name of Jesus. Nobody but the blood. And I just want to say that Oh, my God, I didn't know you was going to call this phone because I just prayed with you on my other phone. But I thank the Lord for y'all letting me to share that. Hallelujah.
Yes, God
bless
you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God is good. Woo, that was a powerful prayer. My God.
Yes, it was.
Hallelujah. Woo, glory, Bishop, Bishop. Hallelujah. Ooh, my God, I'm in agreement with Minister Harper. Ooh, glory.
God bless you tonight.
My God.
Thank God for the prayer for the minister
you.
Tonight. Thank God. Thank God. We thank the Lord for it. Amen. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Yes, 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 for the ministers. Yes, yes. God bless.
Yes,
we
yes,
can be
yes.
on unity and one mind
yes.
and one accord and walk in the spirit
amen.
And stand on the word of God.
Amen.
Which is about the soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise man. Bishop, you stay strong because
yes.
you're a man. You're one of them prayer warriors. You all that above. Hallelujah. And nobody but a man of God. Hallelujah. And nobody but Jesus in you. And I love you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking down the word
thank
with
you.
Us. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God bless you
thank
and Kitasha. I love
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, sister.
Let's give all praise
ooh,
to Jesus
man.
Tonight.
Hallelujah.
Let's give all praise to the Lord tonight. People of God is waking up, amen, and saying it's a need that we should love one another. As I say, amen, lay aside your difference tonight. I don't care what you are, who you are. If you are in the body of Jesus Christ, let us come together like never before. We break down the walls. My God, and that's what God wants us to do tonight. It's about souls. It's not about, amen, progress, and it's not about how many members we get. It's about souls being one to Jesus Christ. That's what we're here for tonight. God bless you.
All right, all right, Radio Land, Prayer Warriors, Bishop, we do have a Facebook page here. It is called Global Prayer Line, and here we have several prayer requests. I won't read them all here on the air, but we do have some prayer requests from all across the United States. The conglomerates of the prayer here, we have eight different souls. They're all asking prayers for soul salvation, financial healing, health, healing, and restoration, and they're also asking to keep the world covered from COVID. So that's conglomerate of all the eight people that are asking for prayers tonight.
God bless you. We're going to pray for them right now. And all of those in Radio Land, if you hear that tonight, amen, conglomerates all over the world, people that are asking for prayer, asking, amen, for salvation, knowing how to come into Jesus Christ. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, I will come in and I will serve with him. You that are asking for salvation tonight, Peter says in Acts 2 and 38, he said, repent. That's the first thing that you to do is to repent of your sin. And as you repent, I want you to believe that the Lord himself will forgive you for all of your sins.
Yes. Yes,
that's the first step to the doors of salvation. You asking Jesus is to come into your heart. And when you believe the Lord has forgiven you for your sin, then he wants you to go further than that. He wants you to go on and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And he wants you to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. All of you tonight that's looking for salvation, if you hear Dr. Moore tonight, God have no respectable person. God is everywhere. He's not willing that any should perish, but all be saved tonight. I pray for you in Radio Land. I pray for you tonight. If your heart may be open, Margo Hoshanda, keep on sending me prayer requests. Amen. Amen. God hear you right now. Ever what your prayer request is, amen. We thank you for it tonight, and we came in victory, and we came in deliverance, Lord. My God, for the healing of this nation. We came, amen, that God will stop this virus from devouring so many of us, amen. Let him have mercy a little bit longer in the name of Jesus. I claim it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you.
It's been a powerful prayer night tonight. We thank you guys for calling in tonight. We changed our time from 9:30 to now 8 o'clock, and we have so many prayers tonight. We are just so overzealous. The prayers, the prayers, the prayers, the prayers. God said it's already done. Everything that you just asked for tonight, it is already done. It's there. It's done. Just believe it. Leave it at the feet of Jesus and watch God manifest. Watch the manifestations of his glory. Let him do the work. Don't take it back. You prayed on it. You believed on it. Do not take it back. Leave it at his feet, and you will see the manifestations of his glory. What you prayed for those of you with silent prayers, God heard you tonight. Those on Facebook, God heard you. He hears you, and he's answering the prayers right now. So we're just so elated, and we thank you so forever much. We are indebted to you for you calling in for prayers. And trust you when I tell you, we are so grateful for you praying for our bishop. He is a shepherd of our home at Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ, and continue to lift him up in prayer so he can continue to keep us up before the Lord, keep preaching and teaching to us the word of God, because he has a word from the Lord, and we all have an opportunity to learn and hear the word of God. So if you're interested, please tune on in every Thursday for Learner's Lounge Thursday. We are going to be in the Apple Valley Studio every Thursday, changing of the time from 9:30 to 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. California time. And we will do what? We will learn with the doctor. He will preach and teach what thus saith the Lord. It is an opportunity to study the word. And as a bonus, if you hear something in our broadcast on a Thursday night and you have a question about what you learned on Thursday night, please email us or go to our Facebook page. If you do social media, Blessings by Grace Radio, that's the Facebook page. If you can't go to the Facebook page because you don't use social media, but you have children or grandchildren that can teach you how to email, you're more than welcome to email us at Blessings by Grace Radio, that's what the S, at yahoo.com. Bishop will read your questions. He will get an answer from thus saith the Lord, and then he will come on the next week, and he will answer that question. If we get a ton of questions, we might do a special type of program where he can answer them all. But if we get one question, then on the next Thursday after he's had a chance to pray on it and God's given him an answer to your question, then we will be able to do that. But until tomorrow night, we say God bless you. We love you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And if you don't get on tomorrow, but you're in the Los Angeles area on Friday night, Bishop will be preaching at Holy Apostolic Pentecostal Church number 3. That will be on the corner of Van Ness Boulevard and Slauson in the city of Los Angeles at Bishop Michael Ross's church this coming Friday night. So if you're a member of the organization or you're in the LA area and you want to worship with our bishop, please come out and support the man of God. Please pray that he will be top shape, ready to preach and break down the house with God's unmerited favor and God's word on Friday night. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody. Good night.